Is it a robot? Robot or not?
John, listener Beth would like to know what your definition of American food is. We have talk about, like, there's Italian food, there's Mexican food, there's lots of different kinds of ethnic food. But, you know, the other day I was looking, I was traveling, and we needed a place to eat. We had just landed at an airport, and we had a couple hours before we could get in to the place we were staying. And my family was hungry, and it was lunchtime, and I opened Yelp. And I scrolled through all the different options, and I was amused by the fact that a couple of the options listed, their genre of food was American, which is great because it was in America. So I guess all food in America is American to a certain degree. What do you think about the concept of American food?
Well, as we all know, America is a nation of immigrants, meaning there was a bunch of land where people lived and we came and killed them all.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Story checks out.
Yep. So most of the foods that we consider American foods are foods brought by immigrants.
Yes.
To America that spend a certain amount of time here and mutate. Almost all the things that I could name as American food were not, like, unless they are Native American food, they are not American food. And even Native American food is mutated, but, like, they're, you know, brought from elsewhere, they come here, and they mutate, and they become very popular. I think popularity is a big, because if something comes here and just, you know, it changes a lot, but not a lot of people know about it or eat it, it's not American food. Like, for it to be American food, we have to export it back to the world. So it has to have changed enough so that it is a different thing. And it has to be very popular here so that people come to think of it. So hamburgers, great example. Hamburgers, you know, maybe invented by someone in America, influenced, I don't know the history of the hamburger, influenced by some cuisine elsewhere. Pizza, another example, obviously not an American food, came from Italy, but I feel like at this point we have mutated it enough that it is, you know, that's borderline Italian American. Yeah. But hot dogs, same deal, tons of tube-shaped meat from elsewhere that come here and get mutated into this particular variety of, you know, American cheese is everywhere. This probably started a certain kind of cheese. It has to change and then become very popular and then become a sort of a cultural export from America to the rest of the world, such that if we send you this hot dog and you are from one of the many lands of popular tube meat, you'd be like, well, this isn't kielbasa, right? This is an American thing, which is a hot dog.
Yeah.
Right. Or same thing with hamburgers and pizza. Like, it depends, because I know lots of Italian people may say, like, American pizza is not pizza. They are very different, but they're, you know, they're different in detailed ways that may not matter to the rest of the world. We have sort of Americanized pizza, but there's certain cuisines that, despite being massively Americanized, are still not taken under the wing of America. So Chinese food is a great example.
Right.
Chinese American food has no bearing on any food in China. It's like vaguely inspired by, but it's entirely a creation of America, but we mostly don't export it to the rest of the world. If we were to, they'd say, I don't know what this is, but it's not Chinese food and it's also not American food. So it's still in its little bin. And I feel like a lot of Italian American food, like lasagna and pizza and spaghetti and meatballs and other things that have fairly close analogs in Italy, but we have Americanized and supersized and added tons of meat to and changed the recipes, don't count as cultural exports from America, as people say, that's just like bad Italian food or it's Italian American food.
Nobody would accuse California Pizza Kitchen of being an Italian restaurant, right?
Yeah, sure, but they would say, but pizza is an Italian thing and you're just doing it badly. They wouldn't say, this is American food. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Same thing with the Chinese food. They wouldn't call it American food, even though Chinese American food is an entirely mutant creation of Chinese immigrants trying to make something that appeals to American customers and largely succeeding. And yet we can't re-export it as American food because it's still stigmatized as Chinese American. We don't even call Chinese American food. We still just call it Chinese food.
No, I think we have exported Chinese food, American style Chinese food, to everywhere, but they still call it Chinese food. Mexican food is like that too, by the way. I think a lot of the stuff that we think of as traditional Mexican food, the Taco Bell kind of stuff, is not really, like, even the burrito that most of us think of is a mission burrito, which was invented by people from Mexico, yes, in San Francisco. And so
sell to Americans.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, and to sell to immigrants, but it was not necessarily invented in Mexico. Now, there's more authentic Mexican food that has sort of come in as a second wave, which is what we think of, I think, maybe as more actual, like, real Mexican Mexican cuisine, but then there's also like the Dorito Locos taco or whatever, and that doesn't count. To be honest, the American food stuff that I see is generally like a place that's got comfort food. It's got burgers. It's got, you know, it's got a collection of things.
Mac and cheese, lots of Southern food. Yeah.
And it might have pizza, but it's basically like we're kind of expansive favorites that have been kind of imported into the American canon of food.
Yeah, and the thing is with all cookie, like everything's a remix or whatever, like you look at mac and cheese or like cornbread or grits or whatever, you can trace all that back to
totally.
Something. Like you just keep following all this food backwards. You end up back in Mesopotamia if you keep following the trail long enough. So it's really more of a cultural thing than like this was invented in America by an American, therefore it's American food. Like you have to trace where it came from. I think it's more of a culture question than a food question.
Yep. Robot or not.